Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is International Black Summit Talk Show Network. Coming to you live and in color. And hope you're having a wonderful day. So, as we get ready for the Memorial Day holiday, we want to really take an opportunity to thank the veterans, and we're going to be having that conversation all night tonight, but I just wanted to kind of get it started and speak about it so that we're clear that our veterans are the ones that are making stuff possible for us. So we definitely want to do that tonight, and we also start off and talk a little bit about beliefs, where the summit is going. So that's going to be an exciting conversation tonight as well. Hopefully, Jakesha's doing a little bit better and get on the phone. She, Jakesha's been our person on site, her and Selena. And so they've been doing some things. So hopefully we'll hear from them as well tonight. And just keep it moving. So without further ado, let me start off with the Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community, its possibility, and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, responsibility. Okay, lost track of myself there. Self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7, 1991. I'm up in Manchester, New Hampshire. We've got Henrietta that's in Chicago, Illinois. And today's date is May 25th. Boy, May's running out pretty quick. Anyway, May 25th. So we are all over the place. We're going to take a moment of silence just to allow our ancestors to presence themselves inside of our speaking, and especially our veterans as we go into the day to honor them. So moment of silence, please. Thank you. Okay. And just want to welcome my co-host to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Glenn. Happy holiday to you.
Well, thank you, yes. That's right. I keep forgetting it's a holiday as well. But yes, thank you, Henrietta Berg from Chi-Town.
Chi-Town, where we actually had some beautiful weather this weekend. I mean, beautiful, because, you know, Memorial Day in Chicago, it can be 35 degrees. But we had, I think it was 79, something like that.
Oh, wow.
So, and clear skies, just blue skies, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
A beautiful day. And well, there weren't a lot of people in church today.
Oh, really?
They, oh no, folks, you know, they have to barbecue and they have to, if they're going out to the park, they have to get their spot. So they go early and, you know, set up the grill and all of that stuff. But, I mean, there was a sufficient amount, of course, but there were a lot of empty seats today.
I hear you.
But, yeah. And, yeah. But let's talk about beliefs for a minute. I just want everybody to remember, we are here to believe. And in actually 60 days, we will be on our way. About maybe 63 days, the end of July, we will be headed to Belize. And they're preparing for us, and they're in the question, you know, like in this question for the year and headed to Belize so we can work it out. You know, we can really get, if we are aligned with our vision, if we are aligned with our authentic self, you know. So join the conversation in Belize this year, July 31st through August 4th. And prerequisite this Saturday, we're doing a virtual prerequisite. And you do need to register. You know, you need to go to blacksummit.org and register for the prerequisite. You can call us tonight, you know, like push the number one button dial. Call us at 646-716-9827 and let us know that you want to register for the prerequisite. It is $100 for the prerequisite. We are looking forward to everybody. If you're in Belize, of course, we do Belize currency. And so it's $100 in Belizean currency. And so prepare yourself to enter the conversation on August 1st by doing the prerequisite virtually this Saturday. And you can get more information on that on the website at blacksummit.org. Glenn, can you, like, share some of the dynamics about doing the when we take the conversation out of the United States or Canada into another country? Like, what's different about, you know, like, what are some of the major differences that we can expect?
So some of the major differences is cultural. So whatever the cultural conversation is there in that country, we're going to be bumping up against. So in America, you've got racism and economic development. It may look quite a bit differently in different countries. So it may look like one ethnic group or another. It may be even another kind of religion, one religion versus another. So you have to modify and adjust what people are going through. So that's one. That's certainly one of the conversations. The other conversation is always about relationship. What is the relationship that you have with the rest of the folks, with your community? You know, how are you interacting with your community? I know that how I interact with my community in New York City is going to be different than in Chicago, then it's going to be different than in Atlanta. So as you can imagine, you were talking about regional, and now when you go into another country with a different culture, and certainly the culture that we're going to be bumping up against in Belize is that of the British culture. So they were dominated and they were colonized by Britain. And so that influence has made a difference in who they are and what they believe. And I'll throw something out. Now, I don't know this to be true, but I know that from the West Indies coming up, British Guyana was under British rule. And so one of the things that was very evident is class structures, you know, being from a different class, you know, and so the different class of people relate differently and kind of, you know, so that might be the thing of how people differentiate you or want to segregate you or discriminate against you. So, again, you know, there are different things that we're going to be impacted by in Belize. I know one of the things that came up when we had some residents of Belize on the call was this whole notion of healthy eating and that how they're, everybody is eating a lot of processed food. So, you know, certainly that's something that we've been dealing with here in the U.S., but it may be a old culture, new culture kind of conversation of eating healthy food. So those are just some of the examples that could happen that are related, but related a little differently. Back to you.
Awesome. Thanks, Glenn. You know, that's really, really good to know. You know, the summit is, music is a big part of the conversation, you know. And so we always have our resident music facilitator and our resident music DJ, you know. And that'll be different for us. We'll have to take music because of all the equipment and everything that we usually drive from state to state or even into Canada, we won't be able to use there. So, but everybody has music on their phones now and, you know, there's all the technology. It won't really be a major deal. We'll just miss that physical, you know, part. But we can still do our Soul Train line.
As long as we can do
the Soul Train line, we are fine, you know. At any given moment when the conversation gets a little too much, we have to stir up the soul, as Kat always says. We need to just stir it up and get up and dance, and we just dance until Spirit tells us to stop. And so
that's actually one of the areas that we're not going to have any trouble with, because any place that we've gone to, that music brings up what it brings up, and there's something about the roots of our culture in our DNA you know, for me, the drumming, and you have the different kinds of beats that are associated with different countries. But we can all relate to that drum beating. So it's you know, it's so miraculous when you think about that we could have come from so diverse a culture, but yet have so many similarities that we're dealing with, you know, music-wise, clothing-wise, you know, conversation-wise. So there's so many opportunities for us to distinguish ourselves, but also look at how much we're the same and how much, you know, we think it's a universal conversation, but it's a global conversation that's happening all around us.
That's wonderful. I'm just like, that excites me, you know. I know the work that we'll be doing. The work that we've already done, you know, up until now is just great work, you know. The vision work, you know, like being intentional about our vision, writing it down, you know, intending on it manifesting in our life. Those are some of the things. Those are some of the things that we are looking forward to. You know, among the just learning about what everybody else is experiencing and what we can learn about ourselves from everyone else, you know. So my great niece just joined me on the porch. You have to sit down. Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's just so much to look forward to. People are calling that haven't been in the conversation for a while, and they're going to join us, you know, and that's always nice to look forward to, because it's the energy that a person brings. They bring back with them. You know, it's not like it ever leaves, but it's like you don't see them, and then their energy is still around, but you don't see them. And then they show back up, you know, and the energy is right there. So it's, you know, it's like, what is it, a family reunion. I don't care what you've been through in the last 365 days. It does not matter. When you come to the summit conversation, you share that experience with everyone in that room, and everyone shares their experience with you. And so it's just a taking a look at yourself and being with who you are and loving yourself right where you are. Just loving yourself, you know, and then just receiving love from everybody, you know, that's around the world kind of love.
Mm-hmm.
Around the world love. What are some of your favorite places, Glenn? Some of your favorite summit locations?
Definitely Brazil is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I actually enjoy Jamaica because my daughter was there with me. But Africa,
I'm coming.
South Africa was uh-huh. special. Kenya was special as well. Ottawa. I enjoyed Ottawa. You know, Ottawa and Toronto. Those were some, and of course the granddaddy of them all was New York.
Right. I wasn't in New York.
Mm-hmm. New York was very, very special. And they all had a different flavor to them. And they all had a different way of expression, and people were in a different place, and the summit was in a different place. So, I mean, you know, I've never had a bad summit, you know.
Right. Oh, there's no such thing. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. You know, you may have had a summit, well, one, I should say, not you, but one may have had a summit that just knocked them down. I've had that one. You know, that was Memphis. Memphis mm-hmm. knocked me down.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got back up, I was a new creature. You know, I was a transformed person.
I'm always reminded of Richard Pryor, and he said that he's never had bad sex. Some has been better than others, but it's not, none of it has been bad.
Okay. Right. Well, that's the way the summit is. That's the way the summit is. That was when I first realized that I could be triggered by something that appeared to be somebody else. I think that was the year that I really understood No Out There, you know, was in Memphis. That was the year when J.K. distinguished change from transformation. You remember that?
Oh, boy, yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay.
I was in the other room, but I got it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Boy, he distinguished that, and it was like lightning went through that room, you know. It was just like a flash of lightning just went through the room, you know. I also got, that was also the year that I got what to stand and, like, be with who I am, you know. That was my share about my daughter came, and I was so excited that she was in with the youth, and then I could be with the adults, and I didn't have to talk about parenting, and I didn't have to talk about this, I didn't have to talk about that. And it was the first year they decided to put all the parents in the same group. Oh, my God. I was ready to go home. I was like, oh, no, I don't want to talk about parenting. I don't want, you know. Oh, my God, I had been to so many PTA meetings and so much this and applying for the magnet schools and the this and the this and the this. I didn't want to see another parent. I just wanted to be with adults and talk about something other than parenting.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, mm-hmm. you know, what you think about, you bring about. And,
that's
oh,
right.
My God, I was
well,
so
whatever you resist, persist.
That exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly
mm-hmm.
what it was. But that's like the magic of the summit. That's the magic. Those, you know, we're... This is Memorial Day, you know, weekend for us, and we are, like, sharing the memories of the International Black Summit conversations over the years. We also, in at the top of the show, had a moment of silence for our heroes that quote-unquote, gave their lives for us to live comfortably in this country. And so we salute the men and women of the armed forces who continue to serve, the ones who have served in the past. We honor you. We thank God for you. Your spirit lives among all of us because we are, like right now, I'm sitting on the porch, on the back porch, very comfortable. I'm not afraid that somebody's going to, that a bomb is going to be dropped on me, you know, just for securing these United States for us. We give thanks and honor and acknowledge the work and the sacrifice that you gave for us and for all people in many, many countries. So thank you as we honor the fallen veterans on Memorial Day. But back to the memories of the summit. You know, Jamaica was major for me. Like you said, that was one of your favorites. Jamaica was major for me because it was my first one. And you always remember, your first. You always, remember your first and your first group. You know, the people that were in that group and all of that. And we just are so thankful for this conversation. And you know, Glenn, we've had some wonderful shows, you know, just before leading up to the summit and right after the summit, even during the summits, we've recorded programs, and that's our goal this year, to have everything set up so that we can come to you live from Belize. So, you know, stay tuned that week of July 31st, August 1st through 4th, and, you know, we'll let you know what we have scheduled. Back to you, Glenn.
Yeah, thanks. Actually, I have it. Yeah, mm-hmm. I just, again, want to just do a little flash on the, we were doing the veterans, we had some veterans call in last week, and on last week's show, just acknowledge and just talk and say a little bit about what was going on for them. And one of our co-hosts sent something in the email, in a text message that kind of floored me. And what it said was that a Memorial Day was started by some ex-slaves, some slaves that had been free, and what they wanted to do was to acknowledge the black soldiers that were part of the Confederate Army, or did I get that right? Or were they part of the Union Army? Because there actually were blacks that were part of the Confederate Army, which I didn't, you know, I had done some civil rights, some Civil War trivia, but it was just, you know, it was interesting. I hadn't recalled that. But what they wanted to do was to make sure that the folks were honored. And so the first official day was done by the president, Ulysses S. Grant and his wife, when they acknowledged it. But it actually had started from an earlier conversation of some black folks who were looking to take care of the grave sites of some other blacks that have been buried as part of the war. So, I mean, so it's interesting. However it got started, the point here is that it's not just a day, free day to hang out or a holiday to barbecue and enjoy ourselves, but to really to think back and look all the way back to the Civil War, to the war we had with England for our to break away and to become independent. So you really want to include all of the veterans that laid their lives on the line for us. So let's go back all the way to the War of Independence, the Civil War, certainly the First World War, the Korean War, World War II, and then all of the host of the Iraqi, the folks in Afghanistan. We had the Gulf War. We had the I think I'm missing one too. But let's include all of our men and women who have given their lives for us to walk around. I mean, when you think about it, the only real terrorism that we've had to deal with is 9/11 that was in our backyard. You know, now we've had smaller incidents that have occurred, but I mean, 9/11 was the first time that we actually felt the trauma of a war type scene in our country. You know, we've had some other terrorist things as well, Oklahoma City and so forth. But it really is something for us. We have not had to deal with that. I mean, when you think of a England or Germany or even Russia, I mean, they've had to deal with stuff, you know, invasions and, you know, Poland. Look at, for example, Poland and some of the other places, and even France have constantly had to deal with being invaded and their language and their economy taken over, and we haven't had to do that. So that's pretty incredible that we've been able to do that, but if we've been able to do that because of our military prowess in terms of how much we spend and having the troops to be able to man the equipment to make us safe and sound. So I just always want to include that in our conversation as we're enjoying that barbecue and having a beer or whatever cocktail or beverage that we happen to be having. And that day off that we're enjoying people's lives really were spent so that we could live our lives the way that we're living them today. So just want to continue to bask in that as we go through the years of the summit conversation, as we're getting more and more excited about going to police and experiencing what it has to offer in terms of interactions, relationships, community and society building. You know, and one of the things to not forget is that we have three events happening at this annual event. So we have the adult room, and that's from 18 to infinity. Then we have the young adult room, which is from 18 to 35. And then we have the youth room, which is from 8 to 17. So we've got three spaces. And so the young adult and the adult space, if you're over 18, you can choose whatever space that you want. So you've got that option. So if you want to be with the adults, or you can be with the young adult space. And then, of course, the youth spaces is for 8 to 17. So we've got three opportunities for you to get this conversation, for you to work with the conversation, for you to be comfortable inside of the conversation, because we're going to be delivering quite a few things. We work with distinctions. We work with what are the things that you need to have for yourself in order to make your life fulfilled. And that's really the conversation and the engagement that we're looking to engage you with and engage you in as you come to the event called the International Black Summit Annual Event at this year, 2014, in Belize City, Belize. So that's the conversation and the context that we want you to hold all of this information. Back to you, Henrietta.
Glenn, thank you so much for that. You know, that history lesson. Just a reminder of really what being a veteran is all about. One of the things I found interesting last Sunday when we were talking to Horace and Lloyd were their expectations. You know, I remember Lloyd saying he thought, and I'm paraphrasing, you know, he thought his going into the service that he would come back and things in this particular country would be different because he had served. That's one thing that veterans have to deal with. You know, another thing is their health care. You know, when they've been hurt or when they've been whatever. And it's interesting because the very next day in the city of Chicago, well, it's not Chicago, but it's a suburb of Chicago, Hines, Illinois. And it's a very close suburb. Hines is the name of the veterans hospital. But it's and I think it's in Maywood, a close suburb to Chicago. But they ask that, they ask for the resignation of the person who was running the hospital because it takes 300 days for a veteran to be seen. And, you know, that was just unacceptable. And it was interesting that we had just had that dialogue about it the day before. So there are some, you know, things are getting better. You know, we're working on things, and we still have a long way to go. You know, we still have a long way to go. But again, we honor those that have served our country. You know, we honor and love and appreciate everything that you've done to help us live these comfortable lives. You know, because when you think about it, no matter how much money is made, no matter how much we've acquired, if this wasn't a safe place to live, if this wasn't a safe place to live, it wouldn't matter. You know, none of that,
yeah.
None of that would matter. Let me fix it up. So it just, you know, it made me very present to a lot when they were speaking, you know, last week. And we were just speaking as friends, you know, never really thought about what the families went through, you know,
mm-hmm.
what those families went through. And Jerry, I don't think Jerry had a brother, but Horace had three or four brothers, and I think they were all military. All of them.
Wow.
You know. So, what about the one of the things I wanted us to kind of take a look at, you know, was also to give a plug to the people who are serving in the military right now. You know, there are men and women who are going in and they are coming out with great careers. You know, really, really great careers, being trained in many, many different facets, you know, nuclear, just all kind of different engineering. All kind of different engineering position. I mean, just everything you can think of, just coming out of the military with these really great careers. And so, as the gentleman was saying last week, it's different. It's very, very different now. And you can really have a good life financially and career-wise. You know, when you choose a military career. So I wanted to make sure that we covered that as well.
Oh, that's good. That's good because, yeah, there are a lot of opportunities for our young people, and the military is offering some things that it didn't used to offer. So people really need to understand that. And acknowledge that, and you know, and hopefully appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely, definitely appreciate it. When you were in high school, was there a draft?
Yes, there was.
Okay.
Yes, there was. There was a draft.
Any of your
and, yeah, I had a couple friends of mine go, and one of the unfortunate things about it is that most of my friends, especially that went to Vietnam, did not come back in a good space. Most of the brothers that I know that went to the war in Nam. Came back and had a very difficult time adjusting to the socialization that was needed for them at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know what there is to say about that, except that that I know from what I was told about it is that here you are, shooting and killing people and seeing people killed all around you and not knowing who the enemy is. It's not like the enemy had a different color uniform and you knew who they were. But your enemy would actually, you know, come in your camp in the day and sell you things and offer you things so that they could know the layout of your camp and then come back and snipe you at night. So, just the thought of, here, this guy was in here, you know, bringing you vegetables or something that morning, and then that night you shoot somebody and you find out it was the same guy. You know, it's like, I can't imagine the kind of distrust and the upset that I would have been to know that this guy was like, you know, a double agent, you know, was interacting with me like my friend, but yet was coming back in to kill me. You know, how do you prepare for that? How do you mentally prepare yourself for those kind of conversations? And again, this is what my limited knowledge of what was going on. So I wasn't out there, you know, trying to do, night duty or patrol or what have you, with very little sleep, you know, in some strange place. You know, without the luxury of, you know, working with people that I hope got my back. You know, I mean, you know, those are just some of the issues that come up for me. So I can't even begin to imagine what it must have been like to try and be over there for 9-10 months at a time, you know, trying to do a tour of duty. So pretty upsetting and scary for me. Back to you, Henrietta.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, that's what it is. And so we have to not only be patient, you know, we have to be kind and loving when we see people who have been affected by war, by their experience in the war. You know, I it does make me feel like I could do some volunteer work there. I used to write 11 letters every week, but I haven't done that since, you know. And there it would be nice to go and visit some of the soldiers in the hospitals and the nursing homes and things like that, and I didn't think about that until just now. Maybe that's something we can do as an initiative at church, you know. But I'm really just thinking about that as something to do, something we can do. And I invite everyone to think about the veterans when you're thinking about your volunteer work that you would like to do. See if you could go and volunteer at a veterans hospital or facility. And you know, you can also, high school students can get their service learning hours that they have for graduation and do some of that volunteer work with veterans hospitals.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. It's so critical. It is so critical.
Right. So, Glenn, what are you doing for the weekend? Like, what, you know, we've covered the history and we've covered what this day is really about. What, as a holiday and as a fun day, because we do have fun on this weekend, you know, what are your plans?
Well, what I'm looking to do, there's actually going to be a parade. So one of the young people in the family up here, one of the granddaughters, is going to be in a parade in Amesbury, Massachusetts. And so we're thinking about 5 or 6 of us going down to watch her march in the parade. She's in the band, in the high school band. And so they're going to be participating. And so we're going to drive about an hour
have breakfast, and then go to the parade. And, you know, just take it easy. You know, not a whole lot, but we might then barbecue. I'm not sure if, you know, what we're going to do, because we're getting ready for a wedding this Saturday. So I'm actually going to be up here all week until next Monday morning.
Oh, that's nice. It'll be a nice
little, you know, and it's funny, we're talking about barbecuing, and Memorial Day is the start of summer. You know, the pools open up, most of the parks, the city parks, that with the picnic areas and whatnot open up as well. So Memorial Day is kind of like an opening, a possibility for the summer. And so as we look for that, it's interesting. I was in line. I was at Home Depot looking at some flowers. And, you know, and I noticed a guy in line in front of me. You know, I didn't know the guy, but he had a couple of tomato plants. I said, oh, what kind of tomato plants? So he was going back and forth. And he said, well, I grow tomatoes, I grow this, I grow corn. I said, oh, corn. And I said, oh, how do you do with the corn? He said, oh, the corn grows really well. He says, man, I love it, because what I'll do is I barbecue the corn. I said, oh, really? He said, yeah. Now, you know, I've heard of, you know, wrapping the corn up into some aluminum foil and putting it in the barbecue grill. He said, no. He said, what I do is I soak the corn first. You soak the husk, the whole thing. And then you wrap it in the aluminum foil, and then you put it in the barbecue, in the ashes of the barbecue, and let it cook up. I said, oh my goodness, I hadn't thought about that, but that's a better way of steaming it. And he says, and if you want to get them done quick, you wrap it with a paper towel, you pop it in the microwave, then you take off the paper towel, put them in the aluminum foil, and then put it in the barbecue, and it says it'll cook even faster. I said, oh, my goodness. But he really does done there. Then he says, that's how he does it. He'll cook a whole cabbage that way. He'll chop it up into wedges, throw some salt and pepper and some water in there, and wrap some aluminum foil and do the cabbage the same way. That's, like, interesting. So, again, here it is. You know, the start of barbecue season, let me get it correct, because we're actually not barbecuing, we're actually grilling, which is a distinct difference. Barbecue is actually a low heat for 5 or 6 hours in the oven, as opposed to grilling, which is what I do, which is, you know, you get a little Weber, throw some charcoal, and what have you. So the grill. So just wanted to distinguish that. But so we got into a conversation again. Didn't know the guy from Adam, but you know, he shared a couple of the interesting tips for the upcoming barbecue and grilling season.
Glenn, tell me one more time. What do you? He soaks the corn in what?
He soaks the corn in water. He just dips in water, the husk and the corn. So he keeps the husk. And then he wraps it with aluminum foil. And then he puts it on the fire.
So it's almost like steaming it.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Because normally I would have just wrapped the aluminum foil, maybe slap a little butter in there and wrapped in aluminum foil. But the fact that you've got the water inside of the aluminum foil, yeah, you know, does more of a steaming kind of a thing. So it's like, oh, interesting. Hadn't heard that one. So, you know, you pick up these little tips. So
yeah.
For me, again, you know, we talk about different regions. So different regions have different things, and you talk to different people, and, you know, the six ways from Sunday, you know, to skin a cat. So, you know, you learn something, you find something, and you adapt, and you try it yourself, and you modify it. So that's the thing. That's the thing that I notice about Memorial Day for me, and especially for the Northeast. What you'll notice is that people, after Memorial Day, people are more outside, the weather's better, people are more friendly. You haven't seen people for the whole winter, so there's a whole level of camaraderie with your neighbor or even people that you don't know in terms of meeting them that comes about. So, to you, Henrietta.
Well, I just looked at my sister-in-law. One of the things we love that she makes is spinach pie. And
like,
okay, thank you. Spinach pie.
Oh, spinach pie. Oh man, that sounds good. Yeah.
And it's it's a regular pie with spinach, but it's delicious. It's real. Flaky kind of crust, and
okay,
yeah, that's one of the things she made. And I'm trying to see what kind of cobbler this is. It looks like a raspberry cobbler that she made. It looks like, I think that's raspberry cobbler, chicken and dumplings. I'm just looking because I came in the kitchen. Chicken and dumplings, greens, these look like collard greens, a pasta salad, I think. It's like a spaghetti noodle with all kind of vegetables and cut up in it. And she has a sweet potato and white potato dish. Let's see, lima beans.
Y'all having a feast, y'all having a meal, y'all having a feast there, right? That sounds like that could be a Thanksgiving menu or Thanksgiving Christmas dinner menu. My goodness, right? Yep, so that's what's on the menu here. Now my sister, what did she make? She had a
chicken pie that was delicious, with all kind of vegetables and, you know, and chicken breast cut up and baked in a crust. It's almost like a pot pie, but she made a real long one, like a cobbler, you know, like you make a cobbler in a long pan. And, yeah, that's what she had. So there's some non-traditional dishes and some, you know, some traditional things that people do. But one of the places that we used to go in college and right out of college, they're having a reunion today. It's a club. Well, we call them lounges. And they're having a reunion today. And so that's where I'm headed to when I leave here. To see people I haven't seen in 30 years.
Wow.
So it's going to be a fun, you know, fun weekend. And Sean, you have got to hear Sean play. We went to hear him play last night, and oh, my God, you talk about entertainment. And they played for 3 straight hours. And then all you have to do is name the kind of music you wanted to hear, and they would play it.
Wow.
It was a really great time. We had a ball. Just had a ball.
Sound like
so,
it was just jamming.
Yep. But I made it to church. She made it to church. Everybody made it to church, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start over again. But that's a great, great weekend. So once again, go to blacksummit.org and register for the International Black Summit 2014 Annual Summit Event in Belize, and we'll be giving you updates every week, more and more of what is planned. The opening night celebration is coming along, and you'll hear more and more about it as we move on. So, Glenn, I think that's about it for the night.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, my dear. We've got about 3 minutes left, and just want to thank you for being such a great co-host and holding it down and being my partner. You're making it happen.
Yeah.
At so many levels. The show certainly being one of them, and just acknowledge the commitment that having the show is. Most people, unless they've hosted the show on a regular, don't really have an idea of what it takes to do the show day in and day out, and so I want to acknowledge you for the work, the preparation, the insight, the stick-to-itiveness, and the perseverance that you've had, that you've demonstrated throughout this to sustain this and keep this thing going in a way that supports both of us being on the show and being part of this conversation called the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
I appreciate you, Glenn. Thank you. Just ditto everything. I just ditto everything to you. It just gets better and better every week, every week that we hold the space for this. And so, and we have more coming as we count down to Belize. So God bless you. Thank you for being with us this evening. And good night.
Good night and God bless. And make sure you check out our website, www.blacksummit.org. And we've got a chat room online, 646-716-9827 is the number to dial in on. And so we ask that you do that and participate with us. Peace and blessings. Much love. Honor your veterans, the ones who are in your family, the ones who are still alive, the ones that have gone before us to protect us and to guide us and to make our place safe and sound. So on that, I wish you all a good night and God bless.
Good night.